Because up till now, we've had to make do with the only place that will show us their works are rock shops. When you go to Yarmouth, you can
see... That's right.
You can see the rock...
It's a similar sort of process
you
to
see
a rock shop.
Well, do you like rock? Seaside rock?
Oh, no. I'm not a sweet person.
No, Danny isn't. Dan, you don't like
no.
rock.
No, not great.
But the great thing
I don't eat sweets or chocolate.
I love the fact that they make the breakfast up. With
they make a breakfast. They make a, they make a lady's leg with a garter on it.
They make a big dummy, a big baby dummy.
the full breakfast, the lady's leg, the dummy, the garter.
Well, that lollipop you can hide behind.
Is very good, yeah. I always say to the kids, you don't ever eat those. You buy those big multicoloured round lollipops that Daffy Duck's nephew eats. And I said, you never, ever eat them. You never do. And they said, yes, we will. Later on, you'll find it in the back of the car. Things to it. Nobody eats those, but they are irresistible. Have you eaten them?
Oh, yeah.
Those big ones.
I would have as a child.
The only way you can eat Seaside Rock, I don't know if you're with me here, Brenda, the few times you've tried it, is letting it let it lie for about a few weeks, and the outer...
It's really soft.
Yeah, the outer ring, and you can take the outer ring off with just a nibbling. You can nibble. Now you've got some Seaside Rock thing going, but otherwise it's just impossible. It scrapes the top of your mouth.
I have tried the mint rock.
And it breaks your teeth.
And suck it, yeah, and you suck it until the writing material, which is, of course, very much harder than you can make the writing material stick up like igneous rocks.
That's it, that's right, they do.
It looks like Monument Park, doesn't it? Monument Valley.
I've just remembered something else they make out of Seaside Rock.
Oh,
false teeth.
Of course, false teeth.
Come on, false teeth is the standard in the work.
It's just nice to write till it's like candy floss.
Just before you go, Brenda, and believe me, you're going, Brenda, just before you go, is there any way you can tie in this conversation with football analysis? Could you just, if you could just say, Paul, what about that Brighton then? We've got the rock thing going on. Just say, oh, what about that Brighton then?
No,
say it, because otherwise we lose our remit.
Well, let's have some Aston Villa rock.
There you go, that's it. Now, that's it. I told you, I knew we'd get there in the end.
Have you ever had rock candy in America?
No.
Because it's not like, it's nothing like rock candy here.
What is it?
It's, looks like clear crystals. Looks like a crystal formation, and it's just pure sugar, and you usually get it on the end of sticks.
Which you then use to stir your tea or coffee.
But kids eat them, and it's candy.
Them's is tasty.
Yeah,
them boys is extra tasty.
Candy.
Oh, that's rock candy out there. Because over here, of course, they must confuse American tourists, many things.
It confuses
them.
The
leg, the false teeth, the full breakfast, and the baby's dummy.
And more recently, of course, the big breasts.
Yes, they do. I'm afraid that Dusker used to be enough to have a leg. You didn't need that kind of thing going on.
No.
Okay, 0500 1050 39. We've got plenty of bunches of stuff.
For when you're walking home, the cane.
Oh, of course, they a traditional cane.
Yeah.
But it's a proper big cane.
Yeah.
You buy in those tubes. There's somewhere in Britain, there's a company with a proper, probably CEO and everything, and they make the tubes and the plastic handles, those yellow, slightly curved plastic handles you can't actually get your fingers between, for the big Seaside Rocks.
And
yes, we have 40 pence turnover on last year. The big candy cane, the ladies left.